English is charged with murder in the death of 18-year-old Mara McCoy. An affidavit shows English killed her because they disagreed over what to do about her pregnancy. His bond is set at $500,000. Montgomery police are looking for 46-year-old Kanaki Barnes. He's wanted on multiple charges, including domestic violence, harassment, and criminal mischief. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And three people have died in a head-on collision in Coffee County. State troopers say the crash happened Monday morning on Highway 167 between Troy and Enterprise. Three others were injured and taken to the hospital. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's time Dad's got a little love. That and a Ryobi 1 Plus 18-volt blower from the Home Depot. Right now, it's just $119. Put cordless power right where he needs it this Father's Day. In his hands and in his yard. A happy Father's Day starts with a happy father. And this gets you both. The Ryobi 1 Plus 18-volt blower. Just $119. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Their $99 special turned into $299.
Exactly.
That's bad math, but I have good news. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros, starting at $29.99 a day.
Thanks, Doc.
Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Needing shirts for your school's spring fling and field day or graduation and senior shirts? AKD is the answer. How about a shirt for your class or family reunion or your church's vacation Bible school? AKD is your number one choice. Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. As spring rolls in and summer fast approaches, it's time to start thinking t-shirts. With over 30 years' experience, a fantastic art department and production team, AKD is the perfect partner to help outfit your group. Working closely with one of our sales representatives through the process of choosing the perfect shirt, creating your custom design, and then following it through the printing schedule, our team at AKD works hard to make this process smooth and stress-free, and we always meet your deadline. You can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trump doubled down on his controversial immigration policies and blamed Democrats.
Yeah, they're really obstructionists.
Officials in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan are starting to clean up debris and build roads following devastating floods over the weekend.
The Secret Service says a man climbed over a security barrier and dropped a backpack. He was immediately taken into custody.
Younger adults were found to tip the least when they eat in restaurants, and
10% of millennials say that they usually leave nothing as a tip for a server when they're eating at a restaurant.
That's compared to 3% for older people, according to Matt Schultz of creditcard.com.
Video game addiction qualifies as a mental health condition, according to the World Health Organization.
The Supreme Court has put off weighing in on whether gerrymandering is unconstitutional. It's allowing disputed maps in Wisconsin and Maryland to stand for the time being.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine, and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so, having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 336 points, 88 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, how are we doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm really good. I mean, really good.
Yeah?
Except running light, of course. I got so intrigued with the testimony today of Horowitz and the whole gang. And we're going to be playing a piece of Trey Gowdy, who did a brilliant job. We're going to play his questions that he asked. I was sitting there just stunned. My phone was just blowing up, going, "Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?" And the audience probably missed it, but I'm going to give you a shot at it a little bit later on. It breaks off right at the very end, so I'm trying to find the last 15, 20 seconds of it, see if I can come up with that. We have a drop-in guest, our good friend Henry Twiggs. Henry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
How are travels treating you?
Well, travels was really good. I had a great time since I left. Did pretty well.
Tell me some things you did.
Well, I took a trip up to Minnesota and came over to a city called Osage and met a lady that raised moose. I'd never seen a moose before in my life. And I've been invited back to take some photographs of the moose. And
she raises moose?
Yeah, they have a moose farm.
A moose farm?
Yes, sir.
I've been invited to
come back and see that. And I've had a good time with my truck.
How many moose run on an acre? In Alabama, one cow per acre. I wonder how many moose per acre.
I don't know. I will ask her that next time I see her.
Yeah, we need to know that factoid.
Yeah. And I put another thing on the top of my truck saying, Warrior for Christ, and a lot of people love that. You know, so that I did and put on the top.
I could see how that could draw some positive attention out there.
And a lot of people say they enjoyed the show that I was on with you. And, you know, I thought that was good because I never really heard it myself. I just did it live.
Yeah, so you didn't go back to listen to the podcast of yourself?
No, sir, I never do that. People tell me to do it, but I've never done it.
You've never done that before?
I just leave it.
Remember the day we could tell you how to get there. It's we had a lot of compliments on it also, by the way. A lot of people were, a lot of people really enjoyed listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
So where's your next venture taking you to?
Well,
you said you're doing a radio show or a publication?
A publication. I just came from Mr. Wells from Wellspring here.
Yeah, Irving Wells.
Yes,
did he remember me?
Yes, he did.
That's good. He and my mom were really good friends.
Yes, and we went back 40 years. That's when we worked together before, and I was telling him what happened to me in the last 40 years, and he was amazed at the trials and tribulations I've been through. And we talked about how our life has turned completely around now and what I'm doing, and he was very impressed, and he's going to do some printing for me.
That is great. He's a great guy, great individual.
Is.
We have several people that listen. Matter of fact, they did a banner for me when Herman Cain came to a Dan Morris Show get-together, 6 years ago?
Right.
And so they did a banner for me that was Dan Morris Show get-together type thing. They did a great job. That's a great company out there. So you're going to do this publication. Tell me about the publication, and can they download it and read it or what?
Well, we're trying to get it out before the end of July. It's called Hammer Lane, and it's pertaining to trucking, but, you know, my first love is highway safety. So it's going to be about safety. It's pro-American. It's a Christian publication. We expect some good things from it.
That's good. So how are you going to distribute it?
The drivers in my organization, American Truckers Brotherhood, we're going to give each one a copy, and we're from California to Washington State to New Jersey to Florida, Indiana. We're kind of all over the country. We're not really very well. We don't have a lot of members now because we're still organizing our organization. We have to get our 501c.
Three?
Yeah, 501. Yeah, the nonprofit set up. Once we do that, then we can advertise more.
So are you going to mail them copies, and then they're going to go try to put them around truck stops and things? Because that's
what, sir.
I would do.
Yes, sir. We're going to mail them out, and then they're going to pass them out as they go to different places, and hopefully we'll get a lot of response. We have three trucking companies from Alabama already saying that they're going to participate.
Wow.
And this is all part of our fundraiser for the state troopers.
Okay, now that's good to know. So for what state troopers in particular?
Alabama.
State troopers? Oh, Alabama.
Yeah.
So you're going to be having a trucker in California that's going to be buying a publication that's going to help California?
No. It's going to help Alabama state trooper. The whole idea is we're going to do this for 1 year, and we're trying to raise $2.7 million. I know we might not reach that goal, but we're trying to raise that much.
No, Henry, start out in the affirmative, not in the negative.
Well, you know, we got a lot of people in America. So our goal is to raise get 1,000 troopers, because we need 1,000 troopers in this state, and we want to make our highways safe.
I like that. We do need 1,000 troopers.
Yes, sir. We only have 275.
Yeah, it's Alabama law enforcement and what they did to Aaliyah 5 years ago, that was a tragedy. And Robert Bentley sold it on the concept that we were going to save $1 billion. And no, we didn't. We didn't do that. Of course, he lies about that and lies about other things, so you never know about that.
Well, that's part of being a politician, I think. I don't say they lie. I think they just bend the truth.
It comes with the territory, as one would say there.
Yes.
I like your networking plan and how to get your publication out. That's a good way of doing it. In particular, how do you find out where the trucker's going to be to get it to them?
Well, the truckers, as we go across country, we stop in truck stops and restaurants and just different places. And like I have a sticker on my window, and guys see my sticker and they ask me about it. What is it? We're not known because we're not funded yet. So we have to do it by word of mouth, but so far we got a lot of interest in it.
That's good. I think you have a good way of getting it around, and that's a positive for you. And I think that's great, very noble that you want to raise money to try to fund state troopers. I think I would probably start out a little bit lower number and try to go 2 years instead of 1 year.
Well, we shoot high. We don't know what God has in store for us, but we just shoot high and we shoot for the stars, and we just hope that the people will listen and participate, and we can reach our goal.
I'm thinking of the fact that it's if you do it for 1 year, what happens after that 1 year? Some people might not want to touch it because of that. May not. Alabama's kind of a weird state. I don't know if you've noticed that. Have you noticed that?
Well, I call it a good state.
It's a good state. It's a weird state.
I remember just a little thing. I met George Wallace before he passed, and he told me one time, he says, Alabama's doing well, but don't go tell everybody. That's exactly what he told me. He said, Alabama's doing really good, but don't tell everybody. We don't want them to know.
I like that. That's George Wallace is an interesting man. I had an opportunity to... when that lady was the treasurer, Analog Gunner, who she and my mom were good friends, and she knew I worked in the Reagan White House, and so we were talking. She was asking me how things were going, and she came up and said, I really would like to introduce you to the governor. And I said, I'd love that. And said, well, give me your telephone number. Gave her the telephone number, and she calls me. She said, the governor would like for you to drop by the mansion and have a drink with him. So went over there. And I had not been in the mansion at that time. I had not become the deputy chief of staff for the Governor Hunt. And we sat out on the little sunroom porch that's on the north side, and just sat and talked. And he told me stories, and it was absolutely amazing to talk to him. And he said, you always want to slay the mythical dragon. You always want a dragon that you can go and slay. Mm-hmm. And that's what I am. I'm a dragon slayer, mythical dragon slayer. And
that's good advice.
When you think about it, that's exactly what he was. He created this mythical dragon, and he went out to go slay it. Mm. So learned a lot from him. Henry, I appreciate you dropping by and saying hi to us. We got to get into the show, but let me know next time you're in the area, and let's do this again, okay?
I will. I will let you know when I'm coming. I'm sorry I surprised you.
No. That's all right. We just have got a kind of a show to do. Thanks for dropping by. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Sisters,
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The President of the United States!
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. 84 said, Bentley also said he would debate Byrne on your show. Hate to pick an old scam. 272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, time to get in the old swimming pool. 92 degrees. Man, hot today. Let me set this up here. Trey Gowdy is a they have two chairs in judicial. They raised him to a co-chair in there because he's that good, and good lad is not as dynamic as Trey Gowdy is. So Trey Gowdy did this kind of opening, did the opening statement. Now, Trey Gowdy, we're going to play in a little bit, is his questioning of the IG. It is absolutely outstanding. But listen to Gowdy just take Comey apart.
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold the July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses, like the target, were even interviewed. Ironically, this inspector general has been accused of softening or watering down his report, when the reality is it was Jim Comey who softened and watered down his press release announcing no charges against Secretary Clinton. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding which DOJ policies to follow and which to ignore. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether there is sufficient evidence to support each and every element of an offense. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether to send a letter to Congress in the throes of a looming election. Now, his justification for this is that he did not have confidence in the objectivity of Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Whether it was her asking him to refer to this case as a matter rather than an investigation, or her meeting with Bill Clinton while Hillary Clinton was under investigation, or the matter he has alluded to but claims he cannot discuss publicly, clearly Jim Comey had lost confidence in the DOJ to handle a case in a way worthy of public trust. But that leads us to the one thing we did not see Jim Comey do, which was take any steps to spur the appointment of special counsel in the Hillary Clinton investigation. When he lost confidence in the Trump Justice Department, he memorialized private conversations, he leaked them, and he admitted he did so to spur the appointment of special counsel because he didn't trust the career prosecutors at the Department of Justice. When he lost confidence in the Obama Justice Department, he didn't make special memos. He didn't share them with his law professor friends. He didn't leak the information. He didn't lift a finger to get special prosecutor. Instead, he appointed himself FBI director, attorney general, special counsel, lead investigator, and the general arbiter of what is good and right in the world, according to him. And one of the last times I spoke with Director Comey was in a committee hearing. We had a pointed exchange on what I thought was the FBI making decisions based in part on politics. And he, in his typically sanctimonious way, told me that he disagreed. He said the men and women of the FBI do not, quote, give a hoot about politics. Unfortunately, and I use that word intentionally, unfortunately, he was dead wrong. There were agents and attorneys at the FBI who gave a lot more than a hoot about politics. There's Andy McCabe, the former deputy director and acting director of the FBI, an agency which investigates and charges others for making false statements, himself accused of making false statements and showing a lack of candor. I think I recall, perhaps someone can correct me, but I think I recall some of my Democrat colleagues falling over themselves to offer a job to Andy McCabe when he was let go for making false statements and for a lack of candor. But those same colleagues apparently weren't hiring. They didn't have any openings when others, in a related investigation called Russia, were charged with the same offense. There were FBI agents and attorneys who decided to prejudge the outcome of the Hillary Clinton case before the investigation ended. I want you to let that sink in for a second. They prejudged the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation before the investigation ended, and these exact same FBI agents and attorneys prejudged the outcome of the Russia investigation before it even began. If prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends and prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it begins is not evidence of outcome determinative bias, for the life of me, I don't know what would be. That is textbook bias. It is quite literally the definition of bias, allowing something other than the facts to determine your decision. These agents were calling her president before she was even interviewed. They were calling for the end of the Trump campaign before the investigation even began. They were calling for impeachment simply because he happened to be elected. That is bias. And with all due respect, it's the FBI's job, not mine, to prove that bias can ever be harmless. Because I don't agree. I think bias is always
harmful. That's Trey Gowdy. Bam! That was really, really good. Wait till you hear the questions for the Inspector General. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The DOJ Inspector General's in the hot seat before House members to answer questions on the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email case. Some Democrats, though, using it to draw attention to the controversy surrounding immigrant children on our southern border.
These children are not animals.
Order.
They are not bargaining chips. They are not leveraged to help President Trump build his wall. They are children who have been forcibly removed from their parents in our name.
New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, the president, blaming Democrats, saying they won't help draw up new immigration legislation. He's meeting with Republicans.
Trying to craft two different immigration bills, one said to be more conservative, the other one appealing to more moderates.
Fox's Blake Berman and Milwaukee Bucks guard Sterling Brown suing the police for using a stun gun during his arrest for a parking violation. They said he wouldn't remove his hands from his pockets as they told him to. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Four words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You guys seem to really, really like Trey Gowdy in that one. That was, sure to end. That was just his opening salvo. So let me set this up here. This is Trey Gowdy doing the questions with the IG, Rosen Horowitz. And we're going to have to join because I found the other past the piece of it. So you have to have patience with us, and we're going to have to do a rejoin on here. But listen to what he does. He sets up the predicate perfectly. I was literally on my sofa cheering when I listened to this, because in that Trey Gowdy style, he laid it up exactly the way it's supposed to be. Let's listen in.
Thank you, Mr. Inspector General. There's a text exchange between FBI lawyer Lisa Page and FBI agent Peter Strzok from August the 8th of 2016. In that text exchange, Lisa Page wrote, "Trump's not ever going to become president," right with a question mark, and then right with a question mark and an exclamation point in case anybody reading it may have missed the point of her emphasis. Peter Strzok responded, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Do I have that text exchange right?
You do.
Now, Lisa Page was an FBI lawyer who worked on the Clinton email investigation?
That's correct.
Did she also work on the Russia investigation?
She did.
How about the Mueller special counsel team?
She did for a period of time.
All right. So we're 3 for 3 on her working on the two most important Bureau investigations in 2016 and beyond. Now, is this the same Lisa Page that Andy McCabe used to leak information to a news outlet?
She was a special counsel, and as we indicated in our earlier report, she was the individual through whom he provided that information.
Wasn't there also a text about an insurance policy in case Trump won in a meeting in Andy's office? She was part of that text string too, wasn't she?
Correct. That was on August 15.
All right. So this August 8 text was not the only time FBI lawyer Lisa Page was able to use the text feature on her phone. This is the same Lisa Page who admonished the agent interviewing Hillary Clinton not to go into that interview loaded for bear because Clinton might be the next president. And it's the same Lisa Page who said Trump was loathsome, awful. The man cannot become president. Clinton just has to win. And that Trump should go F himself. Now, most of those comments were before the Clinton investigation was over. And we are somehow supposed to believe that she did not prejudge the outcome of that investigation before it was over. She already had Hillary Clinton winning. I don't know how you can win if you're going to wind up getting indicted and or plead guilty or be convicted of a felony. So, I think we understand the first half of that text pretty well. She didn't want Trump to win, and she wanted Clinton to win. Now for the response. Senior FBI agent Peter Strzok wrote, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, I think this is the same Peter Strzok who worked on the Clinton email investigation. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Same Peter Strzok who not only worked on the Russia investigation when it began, but was one of the lead investigators at the inception of the Russia probe. Do I have the right Peter Strzok?
That's my understanding.
Now, is it the same Peter Strzok who was put on the Mueller special counsel team?
Yes.
All right. Same Peter Strzok. And this is not the only time he managed to find the text feature on his phone either. This is the same Peter Strzok who said Trump is an idiot. Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Now, Mr. Inspector General, that one is interesting to me because he's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act at the time he wrote that in March of 2016. He's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act, and he can't think of a single solitary American that wouldn't vote for her for president. I mean, can you see our skepticism? This senior FBI agent not only had her running, he had her winning 100 million to nothing. So what if they'd found evidence sufficient to indict her? What if they had indicted her? Is this the same Peter? He wasn't part of the interview of Secretary Clinton, was he?
He was present for the interview.
Huh. So 4 months before that interview where he was present, he's got her running and winning 100 million to zero. And it's the same Peter Strzok who wrote the bigoted nonsense of Trump. Trump's a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. He wrote, F Trump. Trump is an effing idiot. On the prospects of Trump winning, he wrote, this is an effing terrifying. In addition to seeming to like the F word, I think we have the same FBI agent, Lisa Page, and the same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, working on the Clinton email investigation, the Russia probe, and on Mueller's team. So we have the right text and we got the right people. I want to make sure we have the chronology right. July 5th, 2016, Comey announces no charges for Secretary Clinton, right?
Correct.
July 28th, 2016, the FBI initiates a counterintelligence investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign. And Strzok is not only on that Russia investigatory team, he's actually leading it. So that's 3 weeks after Clinton is exonerated by Comey, Strzok is leading an investigation into Russia and possible connections with the Trump campaign. That's on the 28th of July. Now on the 31st of July, 3 days after the Russia investigation began, Strzok wrote, "Damn, this feels momentous. The other one did too, but this was to ensure we didn't F things up. This one matters because it matters." And if you happen to not know how important it is, he went ahead and put matters in all caps in case you happen to not focus on the importance of why this matters. Now, her investigation was just to make sure they didn't F things up. This one, we're 3 days into it, Inspector General Horowitz, 3 days into an investigation, but this one really matters. I wonder what he meant by saying the purpose of the Clinton investigation was to make sure they didn't F things up. But the Russia investigation, nah, that one was different. That one really mattered. You know, it almost sounds, Inspector General Horowitz, like they were going through the motions with the Clinton investigation. But boy, they sure were excited about the Russia one. Then we get to August 6th. This is less than 10 days after the Russia investigation begins, and Page says, "You are meant to protect the country from that menace." And then we get to August 8th, 2016, less than 2 weeks after the Russia investigation even began, the lead FBI agent says he will stop Trump from becoming president. This is 2 weeks into an investigation, and he's already prejudged the outcome. And we're somehow supposed to believe that that bias was not outcome determinative. I can't think of anything more outcome determinative than my bias against this person I'm investigating with only 2 weeks worth of investigating. I have already concluded he should not be the president of the United States. And then we get to August 15th, just over 2 weeks into the Russia investigation. Strzok says, I want to believe the path you threw out, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy. Mr. Inspector General, that is 2 weeks into an investigation, and he is talking about taking out an insurance policy because he can't fathom the target of his investigation possibly becoming the president. So I want to go back to the no, he's not going to be president, we'll stop it. What do you think the it is in that phrase, we'll stop it?
Oh, I think it's clear from the context, it's we're going to stop him from becoming president.
That's what I thought too. Now, I wonder who the we is and the we'll stop it. Who do you think the we is?
Well, I think that's probably subject to multiple interpretations.
We'll see if we can go through a couple of them,
or the broader, or a broader group beyond that.
I mean, it's hard to fathom a definition of we that doesn't include him. So we know he's part of we. You could assume that the person he's talking with is FBI attorney who also happens to be working on the Russia investigation. She may be part of the we. But I wonder, Inspector General, did you find any other FBI agents or FBI attorneys who manifest any animus or bias against President Trump?
We did.
How many?
We have found three additional FBI agents, as we detail in the report.
And were any of them working on the Russia investigation?
I'm sorry, let me just correct. Two agents and one attorney.
Two other agents, one other attorney. Were they working on either the Russia investigation or the Mueller probe?
I believe two of the three were, but I'd have to just double check on that.
Okay. Now, Bob Mueller was named special counsel on May the 17th, 2017. One day later, Mr. Horowitz, one day later, Peter Strzok is back on his phone texting some more. For me, in this case, I personally have a sense of unfinished business. I unleashed it with the Clinton email investigation. Now I need to fix it and finish it. Fix what?
Well, there is outlined in the report what Mr. Strzok's explanation for.
Oh, I know what he
was.
I'm asking the guy who had a distinguished career in the Southern District of New York and had a distinguished career at the Department of Justice. Would you rather cross-examine Peter Strzok on that explanation, or would you rather direct the examination on that explanation?
Probably cross-examine.
That's what I thought.
It's like a Grisham attorney. You can see why I was cheering on the sofa. That's not all of it. We've got the conclusion here. Just asked about, I wonder if you'd like to cross-examine him, because nobody else did. Newstalk 93.1, and he's sitting there as an FBI employee. He's got full capabilities over it. This is what makes me think he's cooperating with them. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work
work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
This is so much fun.
It is.
ABC News says members of Jeff Sessions' church accuse him of child abuse, immorality, and more related to the administration's border policy. Man. People getting up in arms. But let's get back to the fun stuff. Okay, this is Trey Gowdy in the conclusion and talking to Horowitz, the IG. He has laid out a brilliant case. What he basically is doing is he's like he's talking to a jury. And this is, he's making an argument of why everything got screwed up and how badly this whole thing has been handled and how inappropriate it is, or inappropriate it is. Let's listen in.
How about finish it? When he said, I unleashed it, now I need to fix it and finish it. What do you think he meant by finish it?
I think in the context of the emails that occurred in August and the prior August that you outlined, I think a reasonable is that he believed he would use or potentially use his official authority to take action.
But this is 24 hours into him being put on the Mueller probe. There's no way he possibly could have prejudged the outcome of the investigation 24 hours. Maybe he did. Maybe that's the outcome determinative bias that my Democrat friends have such a hard time finding. Inspector General Horowitz, if one of your investigators talked about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok the way they talked about Donald Trump, would you have left them on the IG investigation?
No.
Did you ever have an agent when you were a prosecutor with this level of bias?
You know, as I've laid out here, I thought this was completely antithetical to the core values of the department and extremely serious.
Can you speak up, please?
I'm sorry.
I heard you, but you can say it where Mr. Nadler can hear you, too.
My view of this was that this was extremely serious, completely antithetical to the core values. In my personal view, having been a prosecutor and worked with FBI agents, I can't imagine FBI agents suggesting even that they might use their powers to investigate, frankly, any candidate for any office.
Well, I can't either. And let me ask you this in conclusion. I think you've already, you laid out in your opening that Peter Strzok's obsession with Donald Trump and the Russia investigation may have led him to take his eyes off of the Wiener laptop. And notably ironic way, calls Jim Comey to be a little bit later in sending those letters to Congress. So that is one example of outcome determinative bias. But I got to ask you, you used to be in a courtroom. You were on the side of the United States and you worked for the Department of Justice. If someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends, and someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it even begins, what is more textbook bias than prejudging this investigation before it's over and this one before it begins? I am struggling to find a better example of outcome determinative bias than that. So what am I missing?
Well, I think certainly with regard to the Russia investigation you mentioned, as you know, we are looking at that in an ongoing way. With regard to the Clinton email investigation, I think as we lay out here and go through it, we looked at text messages, emails, documents to try and assess whether the specific decisions that we were asked to look at and then the ultimate prosecutorial decision were impacted by Strzok, Page, and the others' views. And what we ended up finding, particularly as to the prosecutor's decision, was that was a decision they made exercising their discretion on their view of the policy, the law, and the facts as it was found. We've laid that out, and in our view, we didn't find or see evidence that the prosecutors were impacted by that bias. But as I mentioned in my opening statement, the idea here was to put out the facts for the public, members of Congress, to see, and so that folks who want to take a look at those issues obviously can assess them themselves.
Well, my time is up. I hope one of my other colleagues will explore that, because the explanation I've heard is that the failure to prosecute was predicated upon their belief that there was not sufficient evidence of intent on her behalf. And I don't know where in the hell you would go to find better evidence of intent than interviewing the person who actually was doing the intending. And when you make up your mind that you're not going to charge someone, and you make up your mind that you need to not go in loaded for bear, and then you read the 302, and there's not a single damn question on intent, it is really hard for those of us who used to do this for a living to not conclude they'd made up their mind on intent before they even bothered to talk to the single best repository of intent evidence, which would be her.
Man.
Damn.
Was that not incredible?
That's Gowdy, and, well, he's a professional. That's what his job used to
be. He really is, and I want to tell you something. After he finished, and the Democrats were just sitting there stunned.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunned. And what's his name from Maryland was the next questioner. And he had all his questions out there, and he was trying to read them. But you could tell he was kind of saying, am I walking into a trap by saying these things? Am I just playing into Gowdy's hand that these guys were totally inept and totally in the tank? And that's what it sounded like. Exactly what it sounded like. That, my friends, is a home run. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
It's not in your face.